Hi, Gary. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling WGRR. What is wrong at your house today?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. I have a question. I have a two-story house. The second floor of my house, when you walk up the stairs up into the second floor, this time of year, you get a considerable change in temperature when you go up there, probably 5 to 8 degrees colder upstairs than it is downstairs. And the second floor of my house, when you look at it from the outside, the front and back of the house, there's an overhang approximately a foot. And covering that is like a aluminum vented siding material, soffit material. And I took some of that down the other day, and you can see from outside the house up, you stick your head between the rafters there, and you can see from the front of the house to the back of the house straight through those rafters with no insulation. Should that be insulated in any way between the first and second floor between these floor joists?
Are you serious? In other words, if I went to the back of the house,
yeah,
and you were at the front,
yeah,
and we both stuck our head up into the soffit, we'd see each other?
You bet.
Oh, my goodness.
You bet.
Oh,
like I said, I just pulled down one section, and I probably looked in three different. I guess these are like 2 by 12, I'm guessing.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, so here's how you solve that.
What's going? Okay.
It's not that hard to do. You're gonna take down the soffit in all locations.
Uh-huh.
You know, these overhangs, and how the overhangs? What, 2 feet maybe?
I would guess probably a foot.
Okay, a foot. Okay, so you're gonna cut, and the subfloor is probably I'm gonna say it's 2 by 10s.
I think so.
Okay, so I would go buy a roll. You can actually calculate it. You know how much you're gonna need.
Uh-huh.
But here's what you want to do. Let's just say that the overhang's a foot and that the outside wall of the first story is 2 by 4.
Okay.
So you're going to cut 16 or 18-inch long pieces of insulation.
Uh-huh.
And they don't have to be any longer than that because the one end of the insulation that's facing towards the inside of the house, it just has to go in, you know, so it's past the inside face of the 2 by 4 wall inside.
Okay.
All right.
It doesn't have to be real thick there.
Well, no. Well, what you're trying to do, you're trying to create, here's what you're, if you could kind of visualize this in three dimension, you're trying to create it's like you're wrapping the outside of your house, it's like you're wrapping a Christmas box, like a gift that's kind of odd shaped.
Okay.
So, and imagine if you had the insulation and you were coming up your outside wall of the house, you know, and then you had to go horizontal across this soffit,
right,
and then you had to go up the second story wall. See what I mean?
Okay.
Imagine if you were doing it with one solid piece of insulation. So, in other words, you don't have to put a piece of insulation all the way through the floor joist to the back of the house because it doesn't do any good to insulate between the first and second floor once you're inside the house. See what I mean?
Okay, I understand.
So that's why you only need a piece of insulation about 16 to 18 inches long.
Okay.
And let me tell you, as soon as you do that, you're going to see an incredible difference in temperature.
Okay.
And
so
when
I take this material off, I actually put it across the bottom of the floor of the second floor.
That's correct. You're going to stuff that cavity.
Down.
I want you to stuff that entire cavity filled with insulation.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I asked, if it's a 2 by 10, you can buy fiberglass insulation that is 9 1/4 inches thick. Understand?
Okay.
Don't be buying, you know, the 3 1/2 inch bats.
Okay.
I want you to buy the stuff that's 9 1/4 inches thick.
Okay.
All right?
And this is not backed.
It doesn't need to be because it's overhanging. It doesn't need to have, I mean, you could, if you were going to buy it with a vapor retarder, like the back stuff,
uh-huh,
you have to put it in upside down. In other words, the facing would be pushing up against the subfloor above.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's not a bad idea to do that.
Okay.
All righty?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's going to make a huge difference, believe me. That's what the problem is. It's at least part of the problem, I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay,
I wasn't sure what I could actually use.
I commend you on doing that detective work and figuring that part out. That's, you know, because a lot of people wouldn't do that.
Well, you can almost feel some, because I have some recessed fixtures in my ceiling of the kitchen, and they're cool.
Well, where do you see how all that's going to go away?
Mm-hmm.
All that pain's going to go away instantly.
Okay.
Well, good luck with it.
I appreciate that.
Okay, Gary, thanks for calling, man.
Okay. Bye.
Good luck. All right, bye-bye.